Hi, this is Brocklin. I just wanted to take a moment to address some questions about our St. Jude's fundraiser. So that means I'm going to be talking about some heavy topics like young folks with life-threatening illnesses. So if that's not for you, we understand. Feel free to give this one a skip. But this is something we see in our comments section a lot, especially when we're running our fundraiser. And this is going to be our third year running our fundraiser for St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. So obviously we're pretty committed to it. But folks ask, you know, they have these philosophical debates about, well, why does God allow this? And who's responsible or who should we blame or whose philosophy or religion or denomination is wrong or right around this? And I think that that's a problematic view because it's one that doesn't seem to take into account emotion and the emotion of the people in question. I think sometimes we've been a little crass on dank Christian memes, and we've forgotten that these aren't just philosophical debates. These are real people with real lives facing real challenges, and that's hard. So I am imagining that a lot of it just comes from the fact that we acknowledge it's hard. But I want to be honest with you, this is personal to me. I lost some folks when I was young, before they had a chance to become adults. Nothing about that feels right, ever. And, you know, I'm a father now. My daughter has a friend who had cancer. He had it once and sought treatment locally. Now, we live in New England. We have a little place called Yale, you may have heard of, and their hospital. So we have some pretty good healthcare around here as far as America goes. But when his cancer came back, they sent him down to St. Jude because they knew best how to treat him. And the last news we heard was that he was in remission. Now, that's not everyone's success story, but that's a success story for us and our community. And that's one classmate hopefully my daughter doesn't have to lose like I lost my friends. So I want to remember that these are actual people in actual lives. The philosophical and theological debates, we should definitely have those, but not at the expense of these individuals who are real and who are suffering. The last thing I want to mention is that, you know, we can only do so much. I don't have a good, perfect theological answer for you, but what I can say is that we do what we can where we can. If we can bring some joy, we bring some joy. We make some memes. We raise some money. We do the best we can. There's no great theological answer here for you. Sorry, this probably isn't the best sermon. But if we can help somebody through what has got to be one of the hardest things they'd ever go through, then we give that a shot. So we're on our third year doing that, and we hope you'll help us. But if you don't, that's okay. We understand. Maybe you don't have money. Consider making a meme. Maybe you're not in a place to give to charity. That's fine. But remember children's hospitals. These are special places where the folks that should be free to have the most fun are struggling the most. So if you find yourself wondering where to donate when you've got the opportunity, consider a children's hospital. Consider your local children's hospital. Maybe look them up and they may have a wish list. But, you know, don't walk away from the hard theological problems. Try to have a response, and hopefully we can do that together. I'm getting preachy now, so I'm going to stop, but thanks for your time.